Hello and welcome to Living Hip, a lifestyle brand and podcast which helps you own your life and live your best life. Hi, I'm Pam Geyer. I'm your host and I'm here to walk with you through this thing called life. Let's face it, life can be both messy and magical, and that's the fact. So why not grab hold of your life? Why not own it all? Why not design it in a way that suits you and not the world around you? It is time for you to rise up. It is time for you to step into your greatness. It is time for you to bring along the parts of you that you've been trying to run away from. So we're going to grab our vulnerabilities. We're going to grab our vision and we are going to go and live authentically and unapologetically. Let's do this. Hi, welcome to Living Hip with Pam Geyer. This is your host, Pam Geyer. I'm so glad you're with us today, either listening during the season this is recorded or sometime in the future. Today's episode is about this concept that I created probably 3 or 4 years ago. And it helps me in my efforts of self-care, especially in the winter months. So I call it Cozy Girl. And Cozy Girl is the ability for me to truly, you know, find comfort, find space, find time to really just like be. And that's a really hard place to be if it's the holiday season. So I don't know when you're listening to this, if you're full on in the holiday season, I know that's a challenge, but the winter months are a time, depending on where in the world you live, to really hunker down and get cozy. And I use the winter months as an example, but Cozy Girl for me happens all year round. And what it is, it's truly a self-care routine or rituals that help you balance out your life. Now, some of you don't like the word balance, but I am here to say it is so important. It's so important. We, as women, don't need to be in perfect full balance all the time. That just does not exist. But we do benefit from being aware of how we spend our time and also making sure that we are dedicating enough time to nurture ourselves so that we can show up as the best version of us. And that requires some balance and discernment. So Cozy Girl was something I created, I think it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, when I was really like in the winter months, just kind of getting clear on like what I found for myself is that So I appear to be extrovert to people, which I have extrovert tendencies. Like I literally could be in a room, could be in front of a group, and I'm there, but I don't get my energy. You know, I will get some energy for that, but in order for me to be that, I need to reset. I need to have time to myself. I need to, you know, relax and find ways to do it in a healthy way. So Cozy Girl I'm a homebody. I don't know about you, but I love home. I've always loved my home, the homes I've grown up in. And then of course, creating my own homes. Home has always just been such a special place because truly that's where the shoulders come down, the comfort is. And as much as I love experiences and travel and being out and about, there's no place like home. And Cozy Girl loves home. So Cozy Girl does not just exist at home. Cozy Girl knows how to create that when she's out and about. But I'm first going to talk about Cozy Girl at home because this is important. And your rituals and routines in order for self are really important because let me give you Busy Betty's schedule. So we have Busy Betty. And Busy Betty, I know her. I was her at one point. Busy Betty, Busy Betty does it all. Busy Betty, you know, she's got that big long list and she's doing it and she's doing that and she's showing up and she's all that in a bag of chips. But guess what? Busy Betty is burnt out. Busy Betty is like, you know, she's all that in a bag of chips, but she's freaking eats the whole bag of chips because that's how she unwinds. I might know something about that. But anyhow, back to, you know, Busy Betty is not taking the time that she needs to truly be cozy girl. So Busy Betty would benefit from cozy girl. So maybe you're a Busy Betty, or maybe you're just like so reactive and not, whatever it is, don't worry, don't judge yourself, but ask yourself this: do you allow yourself time to truly be cozy and comfortable? You know, it's so funny. I always think about like, don't stay in your comfort zone, right? We all need to step out of our comfort zone. I have to do that all the time there, you know, but, and so I believe in that wholeheartedly. I believe we all need to, and I believe we create new comfort zones. I believe in that things should feel scary at different times, but also I do believe in just being. I believe in the gift of rest. I believe in the ability to reset. And I think women are, we're not doing it. We're missing the mark. We're not doing it like we might need to. So let your cozy girl, you know, let's talk about Busy Betty. Maybe Busy Betty could use some tips on creating more of a cozy girl life. So cozy girl is this, it is a spirit and it's rituals as well. So cozy girl is, you know, I always think of it in the winter months, but again, it could be all year round. So if you're listening to this, or maybe you're in an environment that's not, you know, in the winter months and cold outside, it's easy to get cozy inside when it's cold outside, right? But it doesn't matter because it could be any time of the year. But I'm going to use winter as an example because it's just so easy for me. I'm going to cast a vision for you. So what I love, like in the winter months, like, all right, I know for the winter months, I do hit the wall at one point. I live in the Northeast, so I do hit the wall at one point. I will be like, okay, I need to get out of here. Seasonal depression is a thing. I don't know. I don't have it severely, but I'm aware of it for myself so I don't want to discount that for those of you that experience that, because that's real. And the biggest thing, you know, cozy girl needs to get outside. She needs to get fresh air every single day. She needs to walk. She needs to move her body. She needs vitamin D. So anytime that sun is out, get your face out there and just let that sunshine hit your face. But cozy girl, when she gets her fresh air and she moves her body, then she's refreshed, she's reset, and she's ready to go inside. And things like this, a cozy girl ritual will start out in the morning. Morning to me is a sacred time. Morning to me is always my time to fill my cup. I fill it with coffee and I fill my body and spirit with goodness, with positive affirmations and words. And sometimes it's just reflection, but cozy girl, this is what I do. I prance, and I literally say I prance down my stairs in the morning. And I, depending on if it's light or dark out. So if it's dark out, I'll still look out. And I know that like the ocean is in the distance there, and I'll kind of watch the sun come up. But let's say if it's already light out and I come down the stairs, I'll look out my windows, look at like what's happening. Of course, coffee's all ready to go. We just hit on and it's ready to brew. And then once that's ready, I will get my coffee and I will go and I will sit. And usually I do some sort of reading that's positive, but cozy girl means I don't jump out of bed and rush into the day. That just doesn't work for me. I did back when I was in my 20s. That's how I did it. Even when I was in my 30s and working really hard building a business and raising babies, not every morning, but many mornings I would get up extra early. And then I would tend to work out or walk in the morning before the babies woke up. And at some point that switched to like morning time for reading when I could work out after the kids went to school. So it changes. It depends on where you are in your stage of life. But mornings are sacred. And Cozy Girl loves her magical mornings. And so let me share with you what magical mornings are. And this may or may not apply to you, but I'm going to start sharing it because I think it's helpful for people. So magical mornings to me are like mornings where, first of all, I live an alcohol-free lifestyle. So that's the choice I have made for myself. But it's not like I made that choice and that was it. It was a process. So you might have seasons in your life where you're just like, you know what? I just like, for me, once I got to middle age, like nothing, I didn't feel like it never made me feel good. It always made me feel worse. So magical mornings, freaking amazing because you wake up, you're clear headed. You're just, it's such a warm and fuzzy feeling. So, Cozy Girl loves her magical mornings. And it might be some journaling. It might be reading something positive. It's certainly enjoying a warm beverage, whether it's, you know, lemon and water. Someday that will be me. It's still not. I'm more of a coffee girl, but maybe it's tea, whatever it is, a warm beverage. It's so nice. So that's my ritual in the morning. And I truly take time to just be. Sometimes it's just breathing. It's a little bit of meditation. Sometimes it's reflection. And then Cozy Girl, hopefully there's a workout in there. Usually it's yoga for me in the morning. So I go and I'll do that, but get some sort of workout in, hopefully. And then Cozy Girl, like once we get out of our workout clothes, we're showered up, like to put on an outfit that you just feel good in, a great pair of jeans in the winter, a great sweater or top, like, and I don't do this every day. Oftentimes I am in yoga pants and, you know, that's pretty much is the ponytail and that's my day. But other days I will, you know, like shower up, put the makeup on and have a Cozy Girl, like this feeling. And when we do it and we're feeling good and we're putting on clothes that we like, it feels better. So that's like a simple little thing. Out in your car, you know, if you've been listening to Living Hip, you know, I love music. Music is everything to me. And I don't just mean me. It can be everything for you. It really sets the tone. I think music is healing. I think it is inspiring. I think it is exciting. I think it is like lifts your spirit. It will calm your being. Like it can be anything, right? So being in the car, you know, just music playing and just like enjoying and being mindful. Cozy Girl loves that. She typically loves her Uggs. A pair of jeans or yoga pants and a sweater. If it's sunny, the shades are on. And in winter months, it's a hat with a pom-pom, right? Or it's just a hat. But Cozy Girl loves her way. And it's just really your attitude and your spirit. So Living Hip is a spirit. And I am trying to brand this spirit. So someday we will. But that's what I can offer the world. Like what makes me different than anyone else is my spirit. And I want to teach you how to feel it as well. Okay. So that's Cozy Girl. Cozy Girl typically, I mean, this Cozy Girl loves her Starbucks, but maybe you'll go for the tea or whatever. You don't need the beverage. Always have your water. Cozy Girl loves her water. Now, does she always love her water and always drink it, you know, like 80 ounces a day? No, but Cozy Girl is aware about how much water she drinks and she tracks it because she wants to make sure she's hydrating her body. Cozy Girl loves really good food. So Cozy Girl loves whole foods, but Cozy Girl likes to lean into the, you know, the 80-20 rule of eating. But in winter months, there's nothing like a cup of soup. It's just so nice. Like, so a day where you just you treat yourself, whether it's you made it at home or you're going out. And I know all of us live near a place we can go and get that really nicely made soup. And that's what she likes. Cozy girl loves work that's inspiring. And I have had the benefit for years of having inspiring work, and the work we do in Living Hip, I am so excited because it's everything I've done for the past probably 30 years, but really 2 decades. I'm wrapping it all up and providing it for all of you in a way, but also bringing in my spirit and what helps lift me, because life is hard. So, you know, having Living Hip and having a life, you know, building a life that's happy and filled with joy is the ability to be brave enough to be you and define what your joy is and not compare yourself to others and not, we need to put the blinders on and just like, okay, what's important to you? Well, let's follow your heart. Let's believe in that dream. Let's go for it. So Cozy Girl loves that and does that. But guess what, guys? Cozy Girl loves home. Do you love your home? Is your home a place that you walk in and you're just like, oh, does it bring you joy? Do you have rooms that inspire you? Is there warmth? Is it homey? Is there comfort? Is it a place that's conducive if you have a family to family living? So hopefully you have that place. And when I say your home, I grew up in a very small home, but it was so cozy. It was so comfortable. It was so loving. And it had its chaos. And yes, it had its moments, but you know, that was, so it doesn't matter. You don't need to live in a beautiful home. Like that's for me, home is a thing. Like it's really, my sister always says I miss my calling in interior design, but I don't want to be interior. I wouldn't be good. I wouldn't be good at measuring. And I wouldn't like that. When I say I wouldn't be good, I'm not putting myself down. I'm just saying, no, I want to teach others how to create a spirited home, how to create, it's all about the feelings. The fabrics are amazing and the looks and all of that is you can get there, but how's the vibe? How's the, you know, what's the, you know, creating a home is creating a spirit and living hip at home. So Cozy Girl loves her home. And so for you, I hope whether your home is one room or your home is a home, creating places and spaces that bring you joy. Now, granted, our homes get cluttered. Our homes get messy. Mine does too. And I don't like cleaning, but I like a clean house. So do the best that you can do. And the best thing that we is simplify. I have my piles. That's my problem. I have my piles. Whether it's in the kitchen, I have a pile of things I'm working on. If it's in my office, I have a pile. But beyond that, it's really important for me to, like, I just like the space to be cleared, and that makes Cozy Girl real happy and cozy at home. So what is, speaking of home, if you have a family or even like, what are you creating at your home that makes it cozy for everyone? Like, is it that type of, like, for me, when my kids were little, like after school, it would be cocoa and whatever, not every single day, but like little rituals or things that brings comfort to them. I can remember specifically, especially during the in fall and winter, oftentimes I will light a candle in the kitchen. And when the kids came home from school and doing homework or whatever it is, I would light that candle. And it was just almost like setting the tone of home and cozy and warmth. And my mother did it, or, you know, it was just, there was always like something like that. And for my kids, I just do it because I want home to be that place where they feel good. They come through the door and their shoulders come down. And now my kids are at school. So I'm not in that phase, but guess what? they come home from college and I get so excited about providing that space until they stay up all night and come in late. And, you know, that's a whole different story. But having that cozy girl loves her home. Cozy girl loves to jammy up. So jammy up is the thing I love to do at night. I don't know about you, but when I walk in the door, usually I'm already home. So I'm going to be honest, I'm not always walking in the door. Usually I'm already home. But when it's time to switch gears, whether it's after dinner or whatever, it is time to jammy up. I love getting my jammies on. I get them on as early as I can. And being comfy like that at home is just so comfortable. So maybe that's you too. Maybe you like to read. Maybe you like to watch TV. You do you. Don't worry about, you know, as long as you're filling your life with positive things, that's all that's important. But cozy girl loves her jammying up. And also like after dinner, I like the time to wind down and just my husband and I often will sit together. We might watch whether it's a Netflix series or something like that. But in holiday season, I like the Hallmark Channel. Yeah. Surprise, surprise. You either love it or you can't stand it. But I am team Hallmark Channel because what isn't better than warm and fuzzies? Cozy girl has warm and fuzzies. I love warm and fuzzies. It's the feels, it's the feel good. And I have them every single day, typically, unless like I am off. And when I am off, whether it's anxiety, feeling a little bit down or whatever it is, and we all deal with that, or those are real things. And that's why, you know, truth be told, I created Living Hip. I didn't realize it at the time, but it really is tracks to run on to help us because we come with our vulnerabilities. We have our challenges, but it's not about the challenges. It's about how we live and the choices every single day. All right. So that's a little bit of cozy girl. So cozy girl, again, it's not just at home. She travels. I think what's really important or the message here is every day cozy girl experiences simple joys, simple joys. She walks outside. She sees the beauty in nature. She is present. So she'll sit, she'll breathe. She'll have conversations. When she's getting too much screen time, she talks herself out of that and she'll be present. And for me in the evening, like a cup of tea, it is always in the cold months, always a nice little ritual. It just, honestly, it helps me kind of just like switch gear, like switch. So cozy girl loves her tea at night. So that's all I have. So wishing you, depending on what season you're listening to this, but when this hits, you'll be in the season, full-fledged holiday season, and make sure you take time for you. Forget about busy Betty. That's just not sustainable. Busy burnout is what it is. It's burnout Betty, but cozy girl is where it's at. So don't be afraid to take time for you. In fact, I encourage you to take time for you to fill your cup, to rest and reset and rejuvenate so you can show up as the best version of you. All right, stay cozy. All right, well, thanks guys for listening in to Living Hip. This is your host, Pam Geyer. I love that you're listening in and you're part of this movement. So Living Hip is a lifestyle brand. It's about you living the life that you desire and dealing with your discontents. It's a little bit of both, right? But beyond that, it's about women rising up, being better to themselves and being better to each other. Because I'm convinced when women take better care of themselves, show up as their authentic self unapologetically, and support each other in a positive way and build each other up, we will be unstoppable. And that is the movement. And I'm so glad you're here. So thanks for listening in. To learn more information about any courses or membership with Living Hip, you can go to my website. It is livinghip.com. Thanks.